Welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Glad to have you guys with us. Got a big show coming up. We've got game tracker slash, what are we calling them, Don?
Trail cams.
Game cams. We're going to be talking with Chris Gilman about that, the latest technology, what to look for, pitfalls from the past, and I think they've overcome most of them, but that's going to be kind of cool. We're also going to be talking a little bit about something cool happening up in Duluth as far as stocking goes. So that and more when we return.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Hello, Donald.
Hey.
Ava.
Hi.
How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, me too.
Last weekend in September.
Sooner we can get this show done, the faster I can get out of here.
Lake Where are you going?
Lake of the Woods.
Oh, man.
Lake of the Woods, and I am excited.
You know what we're going to hear about next week?
What?
Nothing.
Oh, we hear about all these fish I caught?
No, we won't.
Oh, yeah, you will.
No, we won't. Maybe the week after.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
That could be.
You know, you got to stay with me.
I know. It's okay.
I could wait another week to hear about it, though.
It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. You know, last time we went, we were in there July, I think, we went up the flag. And we worked various sizes of spinners.
He's talking about Flag Island. It's about the top of the U.S.
About as far up in the angles you can get.
It's the size you get in the continental United States.
Exactly right. And we're literally staring at like 20 feet from the border.
To Canada.
To Canada.
Yep.
Yep. And I'm telling you, we used Mac blades, and it worked great. Went to bigger Mac blades, and off the charts. I couldn't believe it. So I think I'm going to play with a little bigger blades this time in fall, see if it can make any difference. And it's fun because we run a lot of slow death. But the one year that you and I were up at Cab with the trip, I ended up using harnesses with the spinner. And that worked quite well too, except then I had to go through a whole crawler. And I'm just more about the ease of just...
Artificial?
No, real crawlers.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm going to try the Berkley, what do they call that? The slow death crawler, whatever it is. Available in red, green, and natural.
It's an artificial crawler.
Yeah.
But it's about bent. A half a crawler.
It's designed for, slow death. Yeah. And you can get quite a few fish on it and not have to deal with the crawler side of it. So
no worm bedding.
Nope, no bedding. Actually, you know, the funny part was when we were up at, where were we? Lake Sharp. Up north. And, no, we were up above. It was Oahe, but way up by Pollock.
You're on a lake someplace.
We're up in Pollock. Okay. And we go out in a day. In a day and a half, we burned through a flat of crawlers.
Yeah.
Just a guy, another buddy of mine and I in the boat, pre-fishing for a tournament. The fish just tore through it. So we had to find some alternative that we're still going to be able to catch fish, and so we went with those artificials. And those are the only crawlers I find that will work. You can't; they don't work on a like a spinner rig, a crawler rig that you would normally use. They just won't take it. I tried it on Erie side by side with crawlers. The fish just do not want it. Some lakes they may, but they just don't want it unless it's got an action, like a jig situation where they got to chase it. But pulling a standard rig that's going slow, they just don't seem to want to do that. So kind of weird deal, but nonetheless, it is what it is. But speaking of fall and transitions and fishing in different places, you know, one of the rigs that because there's rivers all over our territory. I mean, we're talking like Michigan, you've got river there. You've got rivers in Minnesota. You've got rivers in North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, all over Wisconsin. And one of the things that I found has really been effective, a couple different rigs, But one is a Dubuque rig that works pretty darn well. You've got a jig in the bottom, and then you've got a heavier jig in the bottom, and then you've got a trailer off of a three-way. The nice part about it is as long as you're allowed in your area to run two baits per line, it simplifies things instead of having two separate lines for two different rigs. And it works well because you may have a more of a finesse fish that's kind of on the neutral or negative. And that what I've done is I've actually put a twister tail or a ringworm. I like ringworms but for myself, but put it on a long, more of a long shank Aberdeen hook and put that as the trailer off of the three-way. And you'd be surprised. Those fish like to go for that. But you, then you find out there's other fish that want the jig. And we've had a couple doubles, which is always kind of fun when you definitely hit that pot of fish that it's right on the money. And you just move slowly up the current or stay in. Spot it, you know, spot locked in the edge of the current. Or you can work up inside and touch the current edge and come back in out of the current, come into it, because the fish will hang right on that line. And inside bends of the river, or I should say outside bends of the river, because you it'll form a back eddy on the downstream side of that corner, and those fish will hang right there and wait for food to come around the corner. So that's one rig. Another rig is, it's kind of jokingly called the Denver rig, but it's a crankbait on the bottom with a lighter jig up on off of that same three-way. But it's an actual lead-headed jig, and you do the same thing. But the nice part is you cast that out, and you can pull that pretty well through up to about 12 feet of water will work.
You can cast that?
You can't. Just cast it out behind the boat, and then just pull it, and you'll feel it hitting the bottom, and then you reel it up to the point where you're
not hitting the bottom.
Yeah. And you can actually keep it just digging a little bit. Works great. And it's about as easy as it gets, but the nice part is you do get two different bites of fish that will come through. One is a crankbait bite. The other one you're going to find is a jig bite. And when you are able to combine those on one rod maybe be Dubuque on the inside so it's out of the current, maybe the other one using on the outside closer to that current edge, you can be pretty deadly. And once you really zoom in on the fish, you can just creep and move laterally in the current. And that moving laterally in the current is a big thing. It allows you to stay on a pot of fish but still move that bait up and down a break. So if you're against a break or a think of it as an underwater shoreline that comes up as you're, let's say you're moving upstream, to your right is the bank. You move up diagonally, nice and slow up that. You can feel your bait going up that break line, and then you can feel it and turn around and go the other way and work it back down. And if you ever fish with somebody that's going to do that, make sure you're on the inside towards the shore, and then make the bet who gets the first fish, because it's always the person closest to shore. Just a little tidbit for you.
Okay.
So don't worry, Don. I'll take care of you when you go out.
I'm sure you will.
Well, you know, we're going to be talking with Chris Gilman here pretty quick. And trail cams, we're going to talk about all the cool stuff that goes on with trail cams as far as what they can do, what they haven't done in the past. And I think it's going to be interesting. So I think people should stick around for this. It's going to be good.
Yep.
So hang tight, more Valley Outdoors right after this.